In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew in Fulton is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning. I am.
Good morning, Matthew. All right, Steve, time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many buns are in a Big Mac?
3.
Yes. Marshall Mathers is the birth name of what performer?
Eminem.
Correct. What is the name for Germany's high-speed highway system?
Autobahn.
Yes. Which newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
Newspaper. USA Today. New York Times.
Yes, New York Times. A tayberry is a cross between a red raspberry and what other berry?
A hayberry?
No.
Strawberry?
No.
Blueberry?
No. Harry Houdini.
Cranberry.
No. Harry Houdini died on what holiday?
Halloween.
Yes, he did. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes?
Idaho.
Yes. What number did Ken Griffey Jr. wear with the Mariners?
23.
No.
22.
No.
20. I have a jersey. 26.
No. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the eggnog mugs were shaped like what type of animal?
A beaver.
No.
A bear.
No.
No, a muskrat.
No, more than 10. How many vice presidents went on to become president?
12.
No. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got correct there, Matthew.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's not bad. Marty, if Steve gets 7, people will lose their minds.
Oh, God. 9. You won a 9.
I'd prefer that one. Welcome back, Steve.
It's good to be back.
Are you feeling ready, sir?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
How many buns are in a Big Mac?
3.
Yes, Marshall Mathers is the birth name of what performer?
Marshall Mathers. Oh, Slim Shady, Eminem.
Yes. What is the name for Germany's high-speed highway system?
The Autobahn.
Yeah. What newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
Is that the New York Times?
It is. A tayberry is a cross between a red raspberry and what other berry?
A strawberry?
No.
Cranberry?
No.
Trangleberry?
No. Harry Houdini died on what holiday?
On Halloween.
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes?
Idaho.
Yes. What number did Ken Griffey Jr. wear with the Mariners?
24.
Yeah. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the eggnog mugs were shaped like what type of animal?
Cat?
No.
Bear?
No.
I don't remember. A beaver?
No. More than 10, how many vice presidents went on to become president?
11.
No.
12.
No.
13.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, with time on the clock, man asking, you shall receive. You scored 7, which means what? You won with a score of 6-7.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, Matthew.
Good game.
Take care, my friend.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7. You're sampling the best. Yeah.
A tayberry is a cross between a red raspberry and I believe your favorite type of berry.
A blackberry?
Yes.
Oh, then why would it be called something with blackberry in it?
I think it has something to do with where it was invented in Scotland near the Tay River or something like that.
Oh.
In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the eggnog mugs were shaped like a...
Marty Moose.
Yeah.
Marty Moose.
And that, is that the theme park?
Yes.
Oh.
Wally World.
God. And the number of vice presidents that went on to become president, 15.
15.
Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Thank
Higgs.
You.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to have you call in right now so that we can ask a very simple question for you. But we need you to call 206-803-ROCK so that we can ask it. And we promise it is a very simple question. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And we will take those calls after Lenny Kravitz. You know how they say things like, celebrities, they're just like us. Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, apparently, according to him, have never had an argument. So, yeah, they're just like us.
How could you argue with perfection?
I guess you just can't.
I'm talking about Travis, not Taylor.
No, he was not perfect this week.
On the New Heights podcast, George Clooney, who said that he and his wife never argue, asked Travis about his relationship with Taylor Swift.
You claim that you and your wife haven't gotten in a fight in 10 years.
That's right.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. Travis, shall we ask you the same questions?
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten in an argument.
All right.
Never once.
Honestly, you know, neither of us are going to win the argument, so why get in it?
There we go.
There you go.
Fair point.
This leads us to a simple question. We'll start with Kenny in Spanaway. Our simple question to you, Kenny, whether it be with your partner or anyone else, what was the last argument you had?
When I was asked that question, the last major argument I had was I'm in nursing and I was arguing with the patient because he could wipe his own butt, but he refused to do it. And so he proceeded to follow me around in his wheelchair, full-blown naked for about 4 hours. It was like the highlight of my life.
I had the same argument with my wife last night. Wow. This is crazy. I was like, I can't wipe my butt.
How good are you at wiping butts?
I mean, I make $100,000 a year doing it, so I'm doing all right.
Are we going front to back or back to front?
Okay, oh my God.
We've lost Danny.
Travis.
Wow.
Travis, you're at the Burley Morton Detention Center in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Excuse me?
Our simple question to you, whether it be with your partner or anyone else, what was the last argument you had?
Well, this happened just a couple days ago. Yes, I am. I am in jail. I'm serving a revocation about 6 months. But somebody tried to butt in line in the shower. Of course, I'm the pod boss. I go in the shower first. That's just the way it goes. So, yeah, I ended up winning that argument. No problems. But, it happens more than you think in jail. People argue about the most petty things, but, yeah.
Can I ask a question? So how many people can take a shower? Is it, like, multiple stalls, or is it, like, everyone just has to wait in line for somebody to finish showering?
Yeah, it's a single stall here in this jail. But I've been in prison where, yeah, you have the white power shower hour and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's not like that here.
How long are your shower? How long can you shower for? Is there like a certain time limit or like?
We get 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening. There's plenty of time for everybody to get a shower. It's just, you know, people just want to try to butt in whenever they can and try to make rules for themselves. But
the last thing I want to do is butt in by the shower while in prison.
Right on, man.
Thanks, Travis. Yeah, you rock.
Much love, all Travis. Right. I hope everything's going okay for you.
He's the pod boss.
Yeah,
the
pod
that sounds serious. Boss. Keith in Aberdeen, our simple question, whether it be with your partner or anyone else, what's the last argument you had?
Well, we were going to get a TV, and I was supposed to go to Walmart. And I was thinking Walmart, but it was actually Fred Meyer's. And then I decided we'd go to Costco, but the sale was at Walmart. And then my wife kind of got upset. And then she didn't want to get a TV, but I wanted to get a TV. And then she was going to walk home. So Anyway.
How long of a walk is it?
Oh, boy. From Covington to Enumclaw.
What? Over the TV?
So anyway, I was still walking to the store. She was walking back to the truck. And then I actually turned around and went back and, you know, made things right.
Oh, did you get the TV?
Yeah, did you get the TV?
Not that day, no. No. We went home and kind of researched it online, and then we went, the next day to Costco, where I originally wanted to go.
Yeah. Keith, was there a moment where you're like, F it, let her walk?
Bree,
the TVs at Costco look really good.
Oh, yeah. And they put them right in the front, right when you walk in.
I don't know what they're doing with the settings on the picture, but the picture quality always looks better than when you bring them home.
Bree is in Kent, whether it be with your partner or anyone else. What was the last big argument you had?
The last big argument was, so I have an app on my phone, like a intimacy type app tracker. And so it tracks every time there's an intimate moment. However, he wasn't mad about that. He was mad about that I would keep specific notes, whether or not things I liked and did not like about that intimate session.
Wait, so you can write that in the app?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of things you can like track about, like, you know, certain things about the intimate setting, and then whether or not, you know, protected or not, a bunch of other things. And then at the bottom, you can leave a comment section, and I type in, like, we tried this and did that, and I liked this and I did not like that, or whatever. So he was kind of upset and angry and brought up an argument about how I did not share those things with him. But I was like, it's more for my knowledge to learn, you know, how we can get better, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. So, I mean, I guess it was a good type of argument to have because, I mean, you know.
Communication is key. Yeah. So, Bree, question for you. Is it more of just like a diary app, or does it like spit out suggestions and give you advice?
Spit out the right term you want to use in this conversation? Is there like a star rating?
Yeah.
It's actually like, you know, for like women to track like your literally like your menstrual cycle, or like if you're trying to get pregnant, or if you're about like hormonal imbalance.
That makes
like
sense.
There's lots of different things into it, but there's also the section there that leads into a bit in depth into like intimate moments. And so, yeah, it was more so like, why didn't you share that with me? And I'm like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. And it's like, it's more for, you know, I can reflect back and see, check, you know, what I liked and didn't like, and we can touch base on that another time.
But like, Bree, why'd you give me 2.5 stars last night?
What?
Wait, can your friends then try, like, is this like a social app, like, where you can share it with your friends?
Oh, God, I wish, you know, they would love to know about that.
Wow.
Like a freak in the room.
This just proves there's an app for everything.
Yeah, Taryn's taking notes right now. She's so excited.
What's the name of this app?
I feel really bad for Brad.
The Daily Mix Show. Wow.
Do you think that you know your music? Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, this week we've got the hookup on tickets to see Lamb of God at WAMU Theater on March 31st. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have the hookup on tickets to Lamb of God at WAMU Theater, and that is taking place on March 31st. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Corey in DuPont. What's up, Corey? Corey.
Are you there?
Corey?
I am here.
Hey. I'm a Corey whisperer.
Yeah, you are. Let's get to spinning the wheel and finding out who Corey's playing with, me or you, Migs.
All right, the wheel is spinning. We'll be Tara Daly. We'll be Steve Migs. Corey, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets.
All right, Corey.
Let's get it.
Here is your clip.
Weezer, Buddy Holly.
Nailed it.
Corey.
Such a fun music video.
So great. All right, Steve Migs. Corey just made that look easy. So now it's your turn, and this is your clip.
You got really excited about that.
I love that band.
I love that band.
I do. I was a massive 311 fan until they took my girl away from me.
Oh.
And then I didn't talk to them ever again. Mm. Not that they were talking to me, but it's 311, Come Original.
Corey, congratulations. You're going to go see Lamb of God at WAMU Theater, my friend.
Yeah.
Still to this day, though, one of the ultimate, not ultimate, but it was an embarrassing interview blunder. I was in college. We went to go see 311. They played at this little gymnasium in Vermont. And we went there, and it was when the Blue record came out. That's how long ago this was. With what was it? Sung Down.
Oh, yeah.
And All Mixed Up. Oh. And we got to interview Peanut, the bassist, and S.A. Martinez, who's the rapper. And I kept calling him Asa instead of S.A.
Oh, no.
And he's like, hey, man, my name... Hey, not Asa. Because I had a buddy, Asa, and I don't know why, but it just was stuck. You know, when something's stuck in your head, and no matter how hard you try not to have it stuck. I know Danny went through that one time with an interview with a band where he kept calling them the wrong band.
Oh, man.
And like your brain is just like, how can I continuously F you? And it did throughout the entire, and he was so annoyed, and I felt so bad.
I hope you're still embarrassed about it, because I would be.
I am, for sharing it. I feel very embarrassed.
The Daily Migs Show.
We've talked about a lot of things this morning. If there's been something we discussed that you want to talk about with us, you can call 206-803-ROCK right now. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. And it is brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we got a very generous donation of $100 to support Coats for Kids.
Yes.
And the name on the donation was a business. And we've always said if you put your business name in there, we'll shout you out. So the business is Massage for Paws, LLC.
Which got us like, what does that even mean?
So we had to do a little Googling and we tracked down the owner. Her name is Kalina and she is in Hoodsport this morning. Kalina, we are so curious to learn more about Massage for Paws. And thank you for donating this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for giving me a call.
Yeah. When we saw that, we're like, is it exactly what the name says? That you do you massage dogs?
I am a canine and small animal massage therapist, yes.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah. I honestly, 2 years ago, I didn't either.
So how did you even find out about it?
Honestly, I saw a TikTok video of the chiropractors that people working on dogs and horses and cracking their necks and their bones. I'm not a huge fan of chiropractics, but it got me looking, and I found a massage school here in Washington. It's actually on Vashon Island. So I was like, well, I'll take a course and see what it's like, and I fell in love with it, and I just kept going, and then I was graduating, and then I was putting my business together, and now here I'm talking to you guys.
Okay, Kalina, you said dogs and other small animals. What's the smallest animal you've ever worked on?
I've worked on one hedgehog, but mostly I work on rabbits. I have a rabbit at home, so I cater toward rabbits, but I've done one hedgehog.
So I'm just so curious about that. I mean, it just seems such like a unique thing. I've never heard of it before. So is it, I mean, people love to pamper their pets. How often are you massaging animals, like on a weekly basis? Like, how many animals are you having as clients?
I have 8 revolving clients, and it depends on what their needs are, but I usually see most of my clients about every 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Some of them I see about every 4 weeks, depending on what their needs are. I've got a couple dogs out of depression. I've worked on a dog with an autoimmune deficiency. I help with circulation, joint mobility, nerve stimulation, calming down anxiety. Like, it's such an altogether thing that you just never really know how put together the body is and how much even just a cramp can cause lameness somewhere else in the body. It's really, really interesting.
Kalina, now I'm curious because I obviously, as a human client, will go and have, you know, relaxation massages, but I've also had massage because of injury. Do you do like just straight relaxation massages for dogs too, that they just, you know, their owners just want to pamper them? Or is it mostly more on like the, like, you know, the medical injury recovery side?
There's kind of no difference, because if they're having anxiety, that's technically a medical issue. So I'm there to help deregulate their nervous system and bring them back down to a baseline, or bring them up to a baseline if they're depressed.
Are there,
and you can't, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if there are ever any dogs that, like, you know, or other small animals that kind of like reject it, or they're not comfortable with it, or do most dogs and other animals just kind of submit and they're happy to be there?
I have both. I have a couple of dogs right now that we have to build trust, because they'll let me pet, but as soon as I start like the massage, which feels different, they'll shy away. They'll snap. Like, I've never been bitten, but they'll just be really vocal and mouthy to let me know that they hurt somewhere. So we have to build trust, and I do a relaxation technique, which starts some small massages up at their head, behind their ears, and down their neck, and just do a relaxation technique. It's an actual technique.
Clay, you have to be very popular at parties when people find out what you do. I got to imagine people are like, just like us, I've never heard of such a thing. It's just fascinating.
They'll usually find me over, I'm already with the dog in the party, yeah. So I'm like not even mingling with the people. I'm already with the dog.
Already getting them hooked on your services.
I've never seen her so relaxed before.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you for telling us about what you do. And thank you again so much for donating to Coats for Kids.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And people can find Kalina Massage, the number 4 Paws on Facebook. And it's based out of Hood Sport.
Yes, this is so cool. That's, I mean, crazy. I feel like I think my dogs would love this.
Yes.
I really do. 206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics. And earlier we were talking about cars with high mileage. Steve from Montesano wants to go the other direction. Steve, you have a car with very little miles. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I've had a truck for, well, it'll be 8 years this January, and I'll have a maximum of 4,800 miles on it.
Nice.
What? How? Do you walk to work? How do you have so few miles on it?
He works next door.
I drive it around town and everything. It's a nice truck. It's a crew cab, jet black Duramax with leather and a canopy on the back, and just get too busy with work, and I don't drive it around much. My brother, he bought his truck right after mine, exact same truck. It's blue, and he's got 70,000 miles on it, so he's...
Wow!
I bet he's jealous of you.
He's a mechanic, so, you know, he's been giving me a bad time about not driving the truck and getting mileage on it and stuff. But, yeah, it'll be 8 years old this January, and I haven't even hit 5,000 miles on it.
Well, it sounds like you love the vehicle. Do you ever just sit in it and just chill and just sit in it?
Yeah, and you know the crazy thing about it, Steve, it's still got the new smell on it after all that time.
Oh.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Lucky.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, again, shout out to Massage for Paws and all the wonderful people that have been donating to Coats for Kids. We are now over $19,000, Steve Miggs, heading for our goal of $50,000. And we're just so grateful that people are taking their, you know, hard-earned dollars and putting it towards such a wonderful cause.
Shout out to people like Chris Matthews, donated 100 bucks. And let's also not forget your mom. Rosalie Daly donated $69 and joined the 69 Club.
It is very cool to join the 69 Club. You can do that too. Head to KISW.com and make a donation to Coach for Kids. There is a millennial therapist named Mary Beth Somich, and she is going viral because she's asking why boomers like to keep family news a secret from their grown-up kids. Here she is.
I'm going to play the part of the boomer parent. Well, grandma's been on life support for the last week and it's not looking good. So we wanted to wait until we knew for sure that it wasn't looking good till we called. Okay, we're back now. I understand protecting your children from information that may not be like developmentally appropriate when it comes to illness with family members, but these are adult children now. The lack of communication regarding important family health events has not only increased their anxiety now because they don't trust that you'll tell them, but it's resulted in a fracture in your relationship or a breach of trust.
I feel so attached to what she is saying because that is basically summed up my entire life with my family. It's insane. Like, I'm just thinking of the laundry list of things that I was never told that my uncle died.
Oh my gosh.
It went 30 days went by before my parents told me, oh, your Uncle Junior passed away. Like, when? They're like, oh, earlier this month. I'm like, we are at the end of the month. I feel like the biggest jackass because I never sent like condolences or anything. We didn't want to upset you. You were in college and I was so pissed at them.
That, I mean, I feel like all the adults in my family, all the adults in my life have been the same way with anything, especially when it's related to anything health.
Hell, dude, I mean, I told you how like my mom just had to have her gallbladder removed. I talked to her the day before her surgery and she made no mention that she was going in for surgery. Like, I only knew that she was getting the surgery because it was kind of like a quick thing that happened. But I only found out because my brother told me. She still hasn't even mentioned it and we've talked since. And I'm like waiting for her to say like, because I say, I'm like, how are you feeling? I'm doing good. You know, just tired. Like, when are you going to tell me that you just had surgery, Mom?
She doesn't want to upset you because you're in college.
I'm in college. I didn't know my dad was laid off from his job for like about 5 months. Like, this is just what they did. And my brother, it was a little moment of levity when my dad passed away. He's like, hey, I hate to call you, but I know no one else is going to tell you.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, gosh, what happened? And then, of course, it's like dad passed away. And I'm like, you know, but he was right. I'm positive my mom wouldn't have told me.
These boomers got to stop with the secrets.
I know. What did I think? Like, we can't handle bad news?
We're big kids now.
Not really, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is going to be Friday before we know it, Rockaholics. And Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is happening at Angel of the Winds Arena with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. Plus, if you can get out of work a little early, come swing by Tony V's because the men's room will be broadcasting live from 2 until 6 before the show. Get all the info at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Seahawks are playing this Sunday, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. That's going to be happening here over at Lumen Field. And right now, the Colts don't have a quarterback. I believe Danny's leaving the show right afterwards, and he's going to show that he can still throw a spiral.
He does work out.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, Daniel Jones, he suffered a season-ending Achilles injury. Their other quarterback is injured as well. So now they're like, who do we get? And one guy that's being talked about going in today, I guess, to see if he can still do it, it's Philip Rivers. And here's the ESPN report on that.
Well, the Indianapolis Colts are sifting through their quarterback options. Riley Leonard has a strained knee ligament. He's considered week to week. One of the options is the 44-year-old Philip Rivers. As NFL Network reported, they are going to put through a workout with Philip Rivers on Tuesday. He's 44. Wow. He last played in the NFL in 2020. He is a grandfather.
He is a grandfather. He has 10 children, and that's exactly why he needs to get away from all of his kids.
His oldest is 23 years old.
Maybe he could play quarterback.
It's a she, but maybe she could.
You never know. How's your spiral?
Starbucks, you're going to have another opportunity to get their very insanely popular barista glass cup. But this time, it's not going to be one of those go try to get it in the stores thing. The only way to get one is by playing the Starbucks for Life 2025 Marathon game in the app. Danny, you say, yeah. Do you play this game?
I just started yesterday, actually.
Is it because you want this stupid cup?
No, not really. You can just get free prizes. I've never won anything, but I try every year.
You know what's funny? I'm hearing all this. I remember the insanity that happened with that, and there's probably going to be some insane stuff going on with this. I'm like, why haven't we made imitation ones and just try and sell them, like knockoffs?
Bootlegs?
Well, I just went to Sheen's website. You can get one for $9.60.
In.
Walmart's got a Holiday Bear tumbler. It looks exactly like it for $19.
That is hilarious.
So I think I'm going to start getting those and give them out as gifts and make it look like I'm a baller.
Well, either that or you can play the game, and the contest runs from December 8th through January 4th, and they have 17,000 cups to give away as instant win prizes.
Yeah, but for $9.60, I can get it on Sheen.
Don't even have to play the game.
I could probably just handwrite Starbucks. People will never know the difference.
You'll never know.
Kraken lost yesterday.
Yay.
Maybe we can get a better team on Sheen, because this team is just not doing well. They have lost now 6 straight. They're playing again tomorrow, taking on, I believe, the Kings. So hopefully things turn around tomorrow, but the Kraken are just not looking good this season. Yeah. As far as weather, hitting a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.